Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. 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 Playlist.
There's a voice. Song calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got little
back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 mile or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Cause we got great big
Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way.
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber
Rambling out of the Wild West, leaving the towns I love the best. Thought I seen some ups and downs till I come into New York town. People going down to the ground, buildings going up to the sky. Wintertime in New York town, the wind blowing the snow around. Walk around with nowhere to go, you somebody can freeze right to the bone. I froze right to the bone. New York Times said it was the coldest winter in 17 years. I didn't feel so cold then. I swung on to my old guitar, grabbed hold of a subway car. After rocking, reeling, rolling, ride, I landed up on the downtown side, Greenwich Village. I walked down there and ended up in one of them coffee houses on the block. I'd get on the stage, sing and play. Man there say, come back some other day. You sound like a hillbilly. We want folk singers here. Well, I got a harmonica job, begun to play, blowing my lungs out for $1 a day. I blow it inside out and upside down. The man there said he loved my sound. He's raving about it. He loved my sound. $1 a day's worth. After weeks and weeks of hanging around, I finally got a job in New York town. In a bigger place, bigger money too. Even joined a union and paid my dues. Now, a very great man once said that some people rob you with a fountain pen. It don't take too long to find out just what he was talking about. A lot of people don't have much food on their table, but they got a lot of forks and knives, and they gotta cut something. So one morning when the sun was warm, I rambled out of New York town. Pulled my cap down over my eyes, headed out for the western skies. So long, New York. Howdy, East Orange.
Well, that was obviously Bob Dylan, the mighty Bob Dylan himself. Welcome back. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. This week's theme is, of course, spoken word. So I opened up with C.W. McCall's Convoy, as suggested by White Wolf, who, in fact, suggested this entire theme tonight. So thank you very much for that, Gary. There's some absolutely cracking tunes in tonight. Like I say, that was Bob Dylan. Talking New York, suggested by Art McCrae from 1962. And this next one was suggested by my dad, actually. So sit back and enjoy The Galaxy Song from Monty Python.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving, and revolving at 900 miles an hour, that's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day in an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Thank you. love keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Once upon a time, at the foot of a great mountain, there was a town where the people known as Happy Folk lived. Their very existence a mystery to the rest of the world, obscured as it was by great clouds. Here they played out their peaceful lives, innocent of the litany of excess and violence that was growing in the world below. To live in harmony with the spirit of the mountain called Monkey was enough. Then one day, strange folk arrived in the town. They came in camouflage, hidden behind dark glasses, but no one noticed them. They only saw shadows. You see, without the trick to the eyes, the happy folk were blind.
Falling out of aeroplanes and hiding out in holes, waiting for the sunset to come, people going home. Jump out from behind them and shoot them in the head. Now everybody dancing, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead.
In time, strange folk found their way into the higher reaches of the mountain, and it was there that they found the caves of unimaginable sincerity and beauty. By chance, they stumbled upon the place where all good souls come to rest. The strange folk, they coveted the jewels in these caves above all things, and soon they began to mine the mountain, its rich scene fueling the chaos of their own world. Meanwhile, down in the town, the happy folks slept restlessly, their dreams invaded by shadowy figures digging away at their souls. Every day, people would wake and stare at the mountain. Why was it bringing darkness into their lives? And as the strange folk mined deeper and deeper into the mountain, holes began to appear, bringing with them a cold and bitter wind that chilled the very soul of the monkey. For the first time, the happy folk felt fearful, for they knew that soon the monkey would stir from its deep sleep. Then there came a sound, distant first, that grew into cacophony, so immense that it could be heard far away in space. There were no screams. There was no time. The mountain called Monkey had spoken. There was only fire. And then, nothing.
Oh, a little town in the USA, the time's come to see. There's nothing you believe you want. But where were you when it all came down on me? Did you call me home?
That was Gorillaz with Fire Coming. With Fire Coming Out of the Monkey's Head, taken from Demon Days from 2005. And that was suggested by Rachel, so thank you very much for suggesting that, Rachel. Had some good feedback on the C.W. McCall track, so thanks again, Gary, for suggesting that, because everybody loves a convoy, apparently. There you go. This is the playlist. I am Darren. This is Monday, 8 o'clock, well, 8:15 by my time. What time is it where you are? Statistically, probably 8:15, because, you know, most of you are British. This is labr.online, Love a Brother Radio, and we do love being here. So I love you being here. Anyway, this is the playlist. As ever, the suggestion, the entire show tonight, with the exception of one or two tracks, has been chosen by you, dear listener, dear champions out there, the champion Charlies, who every week you club together and come up with some excellent suggestions based on a given theme. But you all know that, except those of you who are new to the show. Welcome along if you're new to the show. Good to have you here. Let me know that you're listening. Jump in on the chat, stream.labr.online, or shout at me on Mastodon at DJ Darren at Mended Drum. I think that's the format for giving out your thing on Mastodon. I don't know. It's all a bit above me, really. This one was suggested by a whole bunch of people, but the first one to get in on it was Patrick, the admin over on my instance on Mastodon, who said that I really ought to play this one. So, well, I am. This is Baz Luhrmann.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much, or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but don't leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. But you never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me on the sunscreen.
Do you know, back in, when did that come out? 97. Back when that came out in 97, 98, whenever that was, it was absolutely everywhere. But do you know, I've not heard that song for probably 10 years. And I was actually quite surprised to discover that is actually the Baz Luhrmann who directed Romeo and Juliet and a bunch of other movies. I don't know, there was always a part of me that kind of thought that maybe it was just a producer by the same name of... But no, it is the actual Baz Luhrmann who made that track. It wasn't him reading that hypothetical commencement speech. I'll talk about that in a second. Apparently, it was according to Wikipedia, and Wikipedia would never lie, that was Lee Perry, not Lee Scratch Perry. Lee Perry, Australian voice actor, who was apparently... one of his very few live-action roles was in Furiosa earlier this year. So there you go. Enjoy that. But no, that was written by a Chicago Tribune columnist, Mary Schmeek, in 1997. It was never actually given as a commencement speech. I always thought it was. But there you go. That was Baz Luhrmann, Everybody's Free, brackets to wear sunscreen. So thank you for suggesting that. Basically everybody, but also Patrick. This is the playlist. Tonight's theme is spoken word. You may have picked up on that already if you're just joining us. Because all of these songs have got spoken word bits in it. And none less so than this next one, suggested by Revian and released in 1987 originally. This is Robbie Robertson.
Neon shivered in the heat. I was feeling like a stranger in a strange land. You know where people play games with the night. God, it was too hot to sleep. I followed the sound of a jukebox coming from up the levee. All of a sudden I could hear somebody whistling from right behind me. I turned around and she said, "Always end up down at Nick's Cafe." I said, "I don't know. The wind just kind of pushed me this way." She said, "Hang the rich."
Catch the blue train all the way to Kokomo.
picture this. The fields are empty, abandoned 59 Chevy. Laying in the back seat, listening to Little Willie John. Yeah, it's when time stood still. You know, I think I'm gonna go down to Madame X and let her read my mind. She said that voodoo stuff don't. Stir the soul.
Hint of Tom Waits about it, hasn't it? I do love Tom Waits. I'd like to hear more Tom Waits. Foreshadowing. That was Robbie Robertson, Somewhere Down the Crazy River, suggested by Revian. And this next one, suggested by Swisslet, is the mighty, mighty. And I will say, I went with your suggestion, Swisslet, not one of my own, which I actually really wanted to play. But I went with your suggestion because I have integrity here on the playlist. This is Black Box Recorder with Child Psychology.
I stopped talking when I was 6 years old. To do with the outside world. I was happy being quiet, but of course they wouldn't leave me alone. My parents tried every trick in the book, from speech therapists to child psychologists. They even tried bribery. I could have anything, as long as I said it out loud. This episode didn't last forever. I'd made my point and it was time to move on. To peel away the next layer of deceit and see what new surprises lay in store. My school reports that I showed no interest, a disruptive influence. I felt sorry for them in a way. And when they finally expelled me, it didn't mean a thing. Unfair. Kill yourself or get over.
fair. Kill yourself or get over it.
At that time, she stopped what she was doing. She stopped playing. She stared. She had the facial grimacing. And then the psychiatrist was saying, Julie, Julie, can you hear me? Can you open your eyes? Can you stick out your tongue? And all of a sudden, Julie struck out.
The November day I came home, the Christmas decorations were already up. Spray on snow, coloured flashing lights, and an artificial tree that played Silent Night over and over again. My parents welcomed me with loving arms that within an hour were back at each other's throats. Normal happy childhood back on course, batteries not included. Is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it. Life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it. Life is unfair. Kill yourself. Get over it. Life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it.
I imagine that Luke Haynes is an insufferable person to know in real life, but man, that guy can write a tune. That was Black Box Recorder with Child Psychology, taken from England Made Me from 1998, and that was suggested by Swisslet. Life is unfair, kill yourself or get over it. That is quite the lyric. Really is good though. I really wanted to play Facts of Life from their later album, but no, I went with the one that was suggested because, you know, I have integrity. I, of course, being Darren, this being The Playlist, and you are listening to Love A Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you very much for joining us once again this week, where we are playing nothing but tracks with spoken word elements to them. And I think you'll find that they're all great. They've all been pretty good so far, I think. Yeah, I've been enjoying it anyway. Very much enjoy the next track as well. I've heard a few of his tracks. They've been getting play on that lesser-known streaming station, Six Radio or something like that. And Anthony Smerick, I believe that's how you pronounce his name. And this is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Fallacy.
Is hope included in this meal deal or? Nah, I didn't think so. The good stuff never is. You know when you forget what you were trying to say, well, it's like that but with everything, over time. And at least sometimes there's dancing. Time's just a construct but I think we'd be pretty fucked without it. Could barely get out of bed as it is. What's on your Christmas wish list? Ah mate, I don't really celebrate if I'm honest, but I'll have a Guinness and a big bag of crisps if you're offering. And if you can get me from point A to point C, well, I don't really know. It's got to be better than this. Head out of the window in a solar eclipse. What's the longest you've ever held a biscuit and a tea without having to make a new one? Oh man, look how big that moon's gone. Mine's a kebab and a mango-flavoured Rubicon. I've trailed off again, haven't I? It's a fallacy. It's all a fallacy. I'm the hitchhiker, and you're a galaxy. Take me away. Take me away. I'm the hitchhiker. You're a galaxy. And yes, it is an unconventional way to travel. Do you even like this song? Yeah, honestly, you can say if you don't. Everything's ironic now, isn't it? Post-post-punk. No nuance in the news. Top 10 things you might have missed. 100,000 views. Easter eggs revealed in seatbelt clicks. It's exhausting. Do you think that counts as one of my five a day? How's that for a non sequitur? Just there on the left, mate. Yeah, that's okay. I didn't exactly think this through, never have. But look, how's everything with you? Fine, I guess. Not reading as many books as I used to. Nah, I don't want you. My attention span vanished after the second, what do you call it? Don't panic. It'll all be fine in the end. The stars didn't align. The man holding open the door that closed is the same one who cut in front of you in the line. And it's a fallacy. It's all a fallacy. I'm the hitchhiker. You're a galaxy. Take me away. Take me away. I'm the hitchhiker. You're a galaxy.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Privy to the secret meetings that are manifesting in order to enhance, change, clean, revitalize, gentrify, help, enhance, change, clean, revitalize. You mean gentrify? Gentrify?
Black. 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 Detroit is black.
Detroit than Midtown and Corktown. Detroit, where the children need streetlights to help guide their way to and from school. Safe neighborhoods where the next door neighbor isn't a mile away because the rest of the block is abandoned or a trap house. Food that isn't provided by the local corner store, gas station, Coney, or McDonald's. A city where the schools aren't and won't ever be on the same playing field as the suburban school districts. Y'all ain't slick. Y'all ain't shit. The lack of funding, which then in turn totally eliminates all form of expressions and culture. No recreation centers or performing and visual art. Just another tactic to bridge the gap, huh?
Black. 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 Detroit is black. Black.
When all those hipsters have hipster babies, and those hipster babies need resources, schools, food, recreation, etc. I wonder, will they send their children to the local schools since we're all about buying local these days? Maybe this will result in better teachers or teaching institutions where the people in charge won't ever become complacent. I know I just went on a rant, but know this. I am tired of people complaining about my city. If you don't like it, do something about it. really, if you're about that life. I'm tired of Detroit being described as if it's pre-lunch or reduced down to a simple hot and ready. People live here. People live here. People live here. But we've seen this behavior before. The face of Detroit is not white. It's black.
Black. Black. Black. Detroit is black. 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 Detroit is black.
Black.
Suggested by the ever, ever splendid Brother Soul. That was Tiff Massey with Detroit is Black. I think that was released in 2014, but it was, certainly it was up on Bandcamp. It was put up on Bandcamp in 2014, but it may have been released earlier than that because it sounds earlier than that. It's a really nice house tune, really sort of deep house. I really like that. And that was the first song that was suggested for this week. He messaged me, Brother Soul messaged me while I was editing up last week's show to say, you got to play this. And he was right, I did got to play it. I hope you appreciated the seamless mixing from Anthony Schmirick to Tiff Massey. Seamless. I'm very good at this. I am DJ Darren, or Darren to his mother. And this is the playlist on Lover Brother Radio. This week's theme is, of course, spoken word. And it's really nice, actually. Some of the tracks are essentially poetry set to music. Some of them are rants about stuff. Some of them are speeches. Some of them are kind of just stories being told. But all of them are really good. And this next one is, of course, no exception. Suggested by Heapy, this is Mr. Fingers with Can You Feel It? Or at least it's supposed to be, but it's like, no, actually, I don't think I'm going to play. So I'm going to do something over here, and then press something over here. And that worked.
'Tis no man. 'Tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
Suggested by Matt, aka Two Clowns Eating. That was Brand Nubian providing a fat beat for Malcolm X, and that was very nice indeed. Ahead of that was, of course, Mr. Fingers with Can You Feel It, suggested by Heapy, and this one suggested by Davey Bot is continuing that fat vibe. This is the Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopracy with Television, the Drug of the Nation.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation. Breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation. Breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is the reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in its world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formed at bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's pass it.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the whore. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
That was the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy with Television, the Drug of the Nation from 1992. And this one is Dan Lesac and Scroobius Pip.
This is a letter from God to man. It says, "Hey there, how's it going? Long time no see. I know I haven't been around much lately, but it didn't seem like you wanted me to be. the last time I sent down a message you nailed it to the cross. So I figured I'd just leave you to it, let you be your own boss. But I've been keeping an eye on you, I have, and it's amazing how you've grown. All your technological advances and the problems you've overthrown, all the beautiful art you've created with such grace and such finesse. But I must admit there are a few things I'm afraid have impressed me less. So I'm writing to apologise for horrors committed in my name. Although it's never what I intended, I feel I should take my share of the blame. A lot of the good I've tried to was corrupted when organised religion got into full swing. What I thought were quite clear messages were taken to unusual extremes. My teachings were taken out of context to meet the agendas of others. Interpretations taken in different ways, hidden meanings discovered. Religion became a tool for the weak to control the strong. With all these new morals and ethics, survival of the fittest was gone. No longer could the biggest man simply take whatever he needed, cause damnation was the price. If certain rules were not heeded, some of the deeds committed in my name made me wonder where I went wrong. Back at the start when I created this, the foundation seemed so strong. See, all the elements were already here. Long before I began, I just kind of put them all together. I didn't really think of a long-term plan. I made the sun an appropriate distance, laid the stars across the sky so you could navigate this globe or watch a sunrise. I covered the earth with plants and fruit, some for sustenance, some for beauty. Made the sunshine and clouds rain so their maintenance wasn't your duty. Try to give each creature own attributes about making them enveloped. Gave you all your own space to grow, in your own way space to develop. I didn't know that such developments would cause rifts and jealousy, cause you to war against each other, leave marks this planet in debt. But you see, I wasn't a creator, I was more the curator of nature. And I'm stepping straight with homosexuals right now, I don't hate ya. I was a simple being that happened to be the first to use such powers. But I just laid the ground, it was you that built the towers. It was you that invented bombs and the fear that comes with them. It was you that invented money and the corrupt economic systems. You invented terms like just war and terms like friendly fire. It was you that didn't know when to stop digging, when to stop building higher. It was you that exhausted the resources I carefully laid out on this earth. And it was you that saw these problems come to incredibly worth. It was you that used my teachings for your own personal gain. It was you that committed such tragedies, even though they were in my name. So I apologize for my mistakes, my words are misconstrued, but it's apologies to Mother Nature, cause I created you.
I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and.
Got the ticket for that. Come here.
Every last second there of the Blue Aeroplanes with The Applicant, because it was splendid. I really enjoyed that. I was completely unaware of the Blue Aeroplanes until the suggestions came in for this show, and that one was suggested by Sheepnik. So thank you very much, Sheepnik, for A, suggesting a good track, and B, suggesting a track by an artist that I can pronounce. That I think is possibly a first for you, so thank you for that. Yeah, the Blue Aeroplanes with The Applicant. I will be listening more to that record because I really enjoyed it. That's this week's pick for things I will investigate further. Ahead of the top of the hour was Dan Lesac and Scroobius Pip with Letter from God to Man, taken from 2008 absolutely splendid Angles record, which, if you're unaware of Angles, then you really should go and listen to it because it is a masterpiece. And yeah, I have already back announced everything else. You know everything I have played thus far. I am Darren. This is The Playlist. Tonight's theme is spoken word. You are listening to labr.online, and this next slab of absolute glory is 3 minutes and 50 seconds of Idlewild with In Remote Part / Scottish Fiction.
In the beginning there were answers, then they came along and changed all these questions, and their answers seemed to change. So I'll wait till I find the remote part of your heart. Nowhere else will let us choose a comfortable start. We stop in every passing place to watch the world move faster than we do. Watching pass with our eyes closed, the way we usually choose to. So I'll wait till I find the remote part of your heart. When nowhere else will let us choose a comfortable start. Possible.
cigarette and elsewhere grunt. Scottish friction, Scottish fiction. It isn't in the castle, it isn't in the mist. It's a calling of the waters as they break to show the new black death with reactors aglow. Do you think your security can keep you in purity? You will not shake us off above or below. Scottish friction, Scottish fiction.
Wasn't that wonderful? That was Idlewild in Remote Part / Scottish Fiction. If I was a better DJ, I'd have researched what that poem is at the end of it and remembered it. But I did used to know, but I don't know now. But anyway, it's really lovely. Go and check out that whole album, actually, is really good. So yeah, go and check that out. That's from the Remote Part from 2002. And I'm disgusted that that's 22 years old, but yeah, go and check that out. It's so good. I love that album, love that band. I used to think they were a really good singles band because their greatest hits is a really good collection, but I actually went back recently and listened to the albums, and the albums are absolutely solid. True, their singles are enormous, but the albums are genuinely solid as well. So yeah, anyway, this is The Playlist. I am Darren, you're listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you very much for joining me this week, where our theme is, as you are now no doubt completely aware, spoken word, where all but and that was, by the way, that was suggested by the Plague Dog, though I will say that I had that in the playlist before it was suggested. But I'm always happy to assign attribution where necessary. There is one song in this this show tonight that was chosen by me entirely, that no one else has mentioned. There's another song that somebody else did mention, but I haven't attributed it to them because they've already got two tracks, and that's just greedy. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Swistler, who has already had a track suggested tonight. This is REM, Ebo the Letter.
I look up when you see all of you and all of me, fluorescent stars. Some of them they surprise. The bus driver went to write this 4 a.m. letter. The fields of poppies, little pearls. All the boys and all the girls, sweet tooth, each and every one a little scary. I said your name. I wore it like a badge of teenage film stars, hash bars, cherry mash, and tinfoil tiaras. Dreaming of Maria Callas, wherever she is. This fake thing, I don't get it. I wrap my hand in plastic to try to look through it. Maybelline eyes and girls, boy moves can take you far. The star thing, I don't get it. Smoke out, drink,
here comes a flood. Anything within the blood, these corrosives do their magic slowly. Fall, eat and dream. Just another chain cuts and dents, they catch the light. Aluminum, weak as lead. I don't wanna disappoint you, I'm not here to anoint you. I would lick your feet, but is that the sickest move? I wear my own crown. Sadness and sorrow. Who'd have thought tomorrow would be so strange? My love. Go again. And starting with some of them, they surprise. I can't look it in the eyes. Second off Spanish fly eyes and kerosene cherry flavored neck of car. I can smell the sorrow on your breath. Sweat, victory, song, smell thing. I got it.
From 1996 is absolutely incredible. New Adventures in Hi-Fi. That was REM with Patti Smith with Ebo the Letter. I like REM. I really do like REM. I love REM. They're a great band. Were a great band. But I will say that I think my favourite record of theirs is New Adventures in Hi-Fi. It's got this really lovely, ironically lo-fi vibe to it that I really love. It doesn't have any of the polish and finish of their radio-friendly unit shifters, like Shiny Happy People, which famously wasn't included on their greatest hits because they didn't like it. And, you know, fair play to that, I suppose. But it's just such a really lovely, almost dark record. If you've never heard New Adventures in Hi-Fi, go and check it out. It's a really great piece. I really love it. It's a lovely little slice of Americana. Anyway, thank you very much for suggesting that, Swisslip. But it did highlight one of the absolutely hardest things that I have to do on this show is choose between incredible tracks that you have suggested. Not you specifically, Swisslip, although it is difficult. But all of you, when you suggest more than one song, I really have to pick, think hard to pick between them. Because, for example, Swisslet suggested that one. He also suggested Eels with Susan's House. And Susan's House was in the running order for this show right up until the very last minute when I just had to, I had to make a decision between those two tracks, and REM won out in the end because it's just such a magnificent piece. It's a majestic piece of music. But I do feel bad for not playing Susan's House, because there was a few people agreed with that particular suggestion. But I went with what felt right to me, damn it. And I am, of course, your benign dictator, Darren. This is The Playlist, and you are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. And this one, suggested by Sod's lawyer, is The Human League.
So black, it had to be a con. The auto changer switched as I filled my sandwich, and futuristic sounds wobbled off and on. The black interface, it's the one without a face. It's the bit that doesn't fit. You can only see the flip, the black interspace, sucking in the human race. How can it stay at the top when it's swallowed all the sharks? I couldn't stand this bland sound anymore, so I walked toward my deck to turn it off. All I could see was the B-side of the disc, which had assumed a donut shape with a label on the outside rim. I reached for the arm, which was less than 1 micron long, but weighed more than Saturn, and time stood still. I knew I had to escape, but every time I tried to flee, the record was in front of me.
Into space, get James Burke. On the case, it's the thing that's never gone. Time stops when you put it.
is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Mother, you're always around. Let me tell you, you're the only one. Mother, my only child, and you make my world go round and round and round and round and round and round and round.
Lyrics were a little that was Era with Mother, suggested by Nikki Leah. So thank you very much for that, Nikki. That was from 2002, and that was a perfectly cromulent track. I enjoyed that. And ahead of that was the Human League, Black Hit of Space, from Travelogue 1980. Thank you very much, Sod's Lawyer. Big shout out to Brother Soul and DJ Up North's friends who are listening to Lover Brother Radio and the playlist from the High Society group. thank you very much for listening, Brother Soul and DJ Up North's friends. I hope that this isn't too disappointing. I'm Darren. This is The Playlist, of course, and I've got half an hour left in which I have about 3 hours worth of music. So this, suggested by Rollo Treadway, is Jake Blunt, him with Give Up the World.
Babbling monkeys who battle over malarkey is funny, innit? How could you be full of yourself if your tummy isn't? You eating yourself alive, dog. But you mean well. But you gotta understand that you're way too human to get the details. Relax, look up. One thing God gon' do is stay on the cook up. Leave the enemy shook up. Everything is everything. It ain't a thing to us. Just feel the energy of what our mama sang to us.
The moon give a light in the heaven all around. The moon give a light in the heaven all around. The moon give a light in the heaven all around. Why won't you give up the world? The moon give a light in the heaven all around. The moon give a light in the heaven all around. The moon give a light in the heaven all around. Why won't you give up the world? My brother,
don't you give up?
My brother,
don't you give up?
My brother,
don't you give up?
Must leave this world behind. My brother.
If you gon' give up the world, then what's the world? What's the word on it? Is that really that thing with the grass and birds on it? And all the animals? You trying to tell me that everything out here is tangible? What about love and gravity? What about humanity not defined by anatomy? What about the feeling on the back of your neck when you leave a room? Or the fact that your mama can always see through you? You wanna give up the world, then what's the world, bro? Write it down carefully, be sure to be thorough. The moon and the light, the mood of the night, the food hidden right, the fool in the pool. Whatever you write, you won't do it twice. Cause it ain't the world, it's what you know about it. If you gon' give up something, give up whatever you wouldn't take for you to go around it. Give up the only world you know about, and I bet that you gon' work it out.
The star give a light in the heaven all around. The star give a light in the heaven all around. The star give a light in the heaven all around. Why won't you give up the world? The star give a light in the heaven all around. The star give a light in the heaven all around. The star give a light in the heaven all around. Why won't you give up the world? My brother,
don't you give up.
My brother,
don't you give up.
My brother,
don't you give up.
We must leave this world behind. My brother,
don't you give up.
My brother,
don't you give up.
My brother,
don't you give up.
We must leave this world behind.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
The sun came out from behind the rain. The house stood alone in a city of rubble and ashes. This was the one house left standing. At night, the ruined city gave off a radioactive glow, which could be seen for miles. 10:15. The garden sprinklers whirled up in golden founts, filling the soft morning air with scatterings of brightness. The water pelted window panes, running down the charred west side where the house had been burned evenly, free of its white paint. The entire west face of the house was black, save for five places. Here, the silhouette in paint of a man mowing a lawn. Here, as in a photograph, a woman bent to pick flowers. Still farther over, their images burned on wood in one titanic instant. A small boy, hands flung into the air. Higher up, the image of a thrown ball. And opposite him, a girl, hands raised to catch a ball which never came down. The five spots of paint, the man, the woman, the children, the ball, remained. The rest was a thin charcoal layer. The gentle sprinkler rain filled the garden with falling light.
Do love that piece. That was Zirelli with Falling Light, taken from the 2015 album Soft Rains, which is it's the entirety, I think, pretty much, of Ray Bradbury's And There Will Come Soft Rains, which is a short story about an automated house that carries on doing its thing long after a nuclear bomb has obliterated all life in its vicinity. It's really creepy and it's a really lovely thing. And that was read by Leonard Nimoy. So yeah, go and check that out. It's all up there on your streaming services. Zirelli with Falling Light. Soft Rain, sorry, the album was. I really love that. That was suggested by Troggy, the producer in these parts. So I was more than happy to play that. Thank you very much, Troggy. Right, and let's continue the Star Trek vibe. And what could who could this next artist possibly be? Well, this is one that wasn't really suggested by anybody, but a bunch of people said that I should play some Shatner, or were expecting me to play some William Shatner, and who am I to disappoint? But I'm not going to play any other ones that everybody knows. I'm going to play this one instead because it's really lovely and might make you cry depending on your situation with your parents or children. But enjoy it nonetheless. This is William Shatner with help from Ben Folds with That's Me Trying.
I got your address from the phone book in the library. Wandered in, looked you up, and you were there. Weird that you've been living maybe 2 miles away for the best part of 20 years. You must be what, in your early 40s now? If I remember, you were born in June. Or was it May? Eisenhower was the president, although it may have been JFK.
Years of silence. Me trying.
working in that store in Ventura? You still going with...
No, that's not fair. I know I haven't been the very best of dads. I'll hold my hand up there. The reason that I'm writing is I'd like for us to meet, get a little daughter-dad action going soon. We could put things behind us, eat some pizza, drink some beer. You still see your sister, Lemley? Bring her to...
Here's a silence, not enough. Who could blame us, giving up? Above the quiet, there's a buzz. That's me trying.
But I don't want to talk about any of that bad stuff. Why I missed out on your wedding and your high school graduation. I'd like to explain, but I can't. So let's keep things neutral. Stick to topics that won't bug us. How about this? Let's choose a book and we'll read it before we meet. Then we can sit down in a restaurant, have a look at the menu, and talk about it while we eat. See, if we never had a problem, then that's what life would be like. Easy, uncomplicated. Cool. So let's just pretend that the past didn't happen. I don't really like thrillers as a rule. I don't want to know if I've got grandchildren. No need to tell me where I went wrong. I don't want to know what happened in your 30s. You want to try Cold Mountain? Or is that too long?
Years of silence. Not enough. Who could blame us? Giving up. Above the quiet, there's a buzz. That's me trying.
That's me trying.
Wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Coney Island. Coming back from Downpatrick, stopping off at St. John's Point. Out all day bird watching, and the crack is good. Stopped off at Strangford Lock early in the morning. Drove through Shigley, taking pictures, and on to Killalay. Stopping for Sunday papers at the Lacal District. Just before Coney Island. On and on over the hill to Hourglass in the Jam Jar. Autumn sunshine, magnificent and all shining through. Stop off at Hourglass for a couple of jars of mussels and some potted herrings in case we get famished before dinner. On and on over the hill and the crack is good. Heading towards Coney Island. Look at the side of your face. As the sunlight comes streaming through the window in the autumn sunshine. And all in all time while going to Coney Island, I'm thinking. Wouldn't it be great if it was like this all the time?
I'm going to go to Coney Island so I can see if it really is like it all the time. That was Van Morrison with Coney Island from Avalon Sunset from 1989, which contains the wonderful duet with Cliff Richard, Whenever God Shines His Light, which it's both religious and features Cliff Richard, and yet it's still a great track. Who knows? Who knew? Anyway, that was suggested by Piers Corley. Thank you very much, Piers. He suggested a number of other tracks, but that one I knew. So my dad listens to this show every week. Hello, Dad. And Van Morrison is probably his favourite artist, so I could not play that one. Ahead of that was William Shatner with That's Me Trying from 2002's Has Been. And I did say on the chat on stream.labr.online, points for whoever knows who wrote the lyrics to that. No one got any points. It was Nick Hornby. Nick Hornby of writing books fame wrote the lyrics to that, and the guest vocal, the backing co-vocals on that was Amy Mann, and Ben Folds, of course, did all the music and some of the vocals. It's a really great album as well. I imagine that people think, oh, Shatner is going to be terrible, overblown nonsense, but it's a genuinely brilliant album. It's essentially a Ben Folds record that William Shatner orates over. It's worth listening to, though. Go and check it out. Anyway, talking of things that are worth listening to, this next one is less a song and more 3.5 minute atmospheric art piece by the barkiest man in music. This is Tom Waits.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in this? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? Tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor, and I swear to God I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife. Some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night, signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Thank you.
'Tis no man. 'Tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
Shake dreams from your hair, my pretty child, my sweet one. Choose the day and choose the sign of your day, the day's divinity. First thing you see. A vast, radiant beach and a cool, jeweled moon. Couples naked race down by its quiet side. We laugh like soft, mad children, smug in the woolly cotton brains of infancy. The music and voices are all around us. They croon, the ancient ones, the time has come again. Choose now, they croon, beneath the moon, beside an ancient lake. Enter again the sweet forest, enter the hot dream, come with us. Everything is broken up and dances. Scattered on dawn's highway bleeding, ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. We have assembled inside this ancient and insane theater to propagate our lust for life and flee the swarming wisdom of the streets. The barns are stormed, the windows kept, and only one of all the rest dance and save us with the divine mockery of words. Music inflames temperament. O great creator of being, grant us one more hour to perform our art. We need great golden copulations. When the true king's murderers are allowed to roam free, a thousand magicians arise in the land. Where are the feasts we were promised?
Where indeed are the feasts we were promised? That was The Doors with The Ghost Song from 1978. It was obviously after Jim Morrison died. The band got together for one last shindig, used a load of the recordings that he'd left behind, and that's one of the results. I rather enjoyed that. That was suggested by Steve Nixon. Thank you very much, Steve. If I make a weird noise at any point during this link, it's because Milo Cat is eyeing up this table to try and jump on it again. And I do not want this to happen. Curse you, Milo Cat. Yeah, it was really good. Ahead of that, Tom Waits' What's He Building from 1999's incredible Mule Variations record. Go and check that out if you haven't already. It's so good. This is The Water Boys, as suggested by Sharon Gascoigne.
The storm that has howled for 4 days has blown itself out, and the wheels of the world have begun again to turn. From my window, I watch far waves crashing on the bay, white spray against black sea, distance compressing their dance into slow motion. On the Clare coast, I see silver rounded hills with scarped terraces, a Martello tower, a ruined fort, 4, maybe 5 headlands fading south, while westwards, the Aran Islands wait for me, dark, smoke-like shadows on the horizon. Pantheons of clouds move across the Atlantic sky like ships, white galleons, chariots or cavalcade of noble kingpins and patient lofty queens. Slow procession of old gods passing by. Below my house, kaleidoscope of stone walls and huddled rooftops, small haphazard fields, wild, untended, a witch-faced woman walking cows uphill, whacking their arses with a long branch, suddenly smiling when she sees me, a rough arm waving. Clamor of voices in my mind, the woman who wonders about me, the men who want me to deliver their dreams, has faded. I can almost no longer hear them.
With apologies to Sharon Gascoigne and the Waterboys, but I am running out of time. And I have one more track that I wish to play, and I need to announce next week's theme. Next week's theme is, drumroll, rivers and waterways and watery things of that nature. So get your thinking caps on and tell me what you've got that fits that theme of rivers and waterways and that. Right, that's about all I've got time for tonight. Thank you very much to everybody for suggesting tracks. It will be in its usual haunts within the next however long it takes. And I will be back at 8 o'clock British time next week for more of the same, but this time about rivers. And I will leave you with one last track. And this is an absolute masterpiece that was suggested by me because I love it. This is Deacon Blue.
Let your hearts be troubled. Sleep not too soft. Know your griefs have friends. Be still, let grow your anger. The day will soon be here again. Tomorrow may take longer. Once upon a time, a palace there was. It was in winter. Oh, the dark was bitter. Men came that day to see a prince. Seaman.
am falling low. Their eyes were tunnels where they fell. Through those tunnels we must go. Let your hearts be troubled. Sleep not too soft. Know your griefs have friends. Be still, let grow your anger. Today will soon be here again. Tomorrow may take longer.
Dead, one by gun, one by rope, one by losing his head. And that's how they met. But wasn't that silly? We'll learn from this story that freedom is folly.
Let your hearts be troubled, sleep not too soft. Have friends. Be still, let grow your anger. Today will soon be here again. Tomorrow may take longer.
Thank you.